I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jameis Winston, $1 million to be the backup quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
Backup quarterback continues to be the best gig in all the sports.
He's taken the high road of saying, look, I could have pushed to try to be a starter somewhere, but I wanted to learn from guys like Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
Where was there a starting job open for you, Jameis? You threw 30 interceptions last year. Stop it. There was not an option out
also
there.
Also, only got $1 million base salary. Like, stop. That's not very good.
Point to me where that starting opportunity is, unless you're waiting until week four of the season for a starting quarterback to get injured.
He said on a Zoom call today with reporters that he was asked about LASIK surgery, said he can now read license plates and street signs more clearly. Helps with the blurriness, depth perception, clearer vision.
Mm-hmm.
He also said he wants to learn from guys instead of having to learn on his own or Google it, how to be a franchise quarterback. Look, you don't have a ton of examples out there, so largely it's kind of an outlier, but can Jameis Winston turn it around? Can he learn from guys like Drew Brees, see what Brees does in his process, how he learns, how he approaches things, and pick the brain of a Sean Payton? You know, he had a great coach in Bruce Arians.
He did.
Can he now go no pressure to start, no pressure to even really play? Can he go into New Orleans, learn from two great football minds like that, and come out with maybe a turnaround? Or is he, in your estimation, do you think he's always going to be this huge turnaround guy you can't trust and largely a backup the rest of his career?
Well, I think one of the parts for Jameis is, can he stay out of trouble off the field? I mean, we're only 2 years removed from him getting, what, a 4-game suspension, I want to say, for groping an Uber driver. Like, that was just two seasons ago.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he only played
one of the many things.
Only played 11 games in 2018, I believe, because he was suspended for 4 or 5 games at the start of the year and then ended up playing as the season went on. So can he stay out of trouble off the field? That's a part of it. Can he turn himself into a starting quarterback that has a lengthy career potentially? Yeah, I could see it. But is he ever going to become a franchise quarterback that leads a team a la some of the top 4 or 5 guys in the NFL? No, I can't see it because of the turnovers.
It's there's more than 4 or 5. There's like 10.
Well, sure, but
we
a guy,
don't know how legit they are. But
sure, but like a guy that you say they win because of that quarterback, not they're just a part of that team, I guess is the category that I would look at.
He's got the arm for it, but the whole will he do it is a different thing.
Well, like he's thrown 88 interceptions in his career. That's a lot of interceptions. He threw 30 picks last year. He has 31 fumbles in his career. Like the guy is an absolute turnover machine. And part of that is if you could cut down just ever so slightly and get below 20 interceptions, maybe a team would be willing to accept the yard production and the touchdown production. But you also have to view his yard production and his touchdown production. Last year was the outlier in those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like the previous high that he had in touchdowns was 28 in his second year. But in the two previous years to that, he didn't top 20 touchdowns on the season. And yardage-wise, it was far and away his highest yardage season. The closest he's ever come was 1,000 yards short of what he did last year. So in terms of 33 touchdowns and 5,100 yards, which I think the 5,100 yards led the NFL, if I'm not mistaken, those were far and away the outliers of his career of what he's been as a passer. But if he can cut down on interceptions, he can become a serviceable starting quarterback that has an okay career. I could see that. But I don't ever foresee him becoming a quote-unquote franchise quarterback.
So let me I give you one good example here. And again, they're different players. And I don't blame anybody if they don't think Jameis can ever turn what he is around. A guy that can sling the rock down the field. He'll give his wide receiver a chance. He'll also make so many incredibly dumb throws that you'll leave you screaming at your TV. Rich Gannon is a guy that kind of falls into this, right? You don't got a lot of examples in NFL history, but Rich Gannon is probably the most prominent of guys that everybody kind of punted on. Nobody really viewed as this legit, necessarily like next level guy that was going to lead you to a Super Bowl. And then he stumbles into John Gruden and his career completely turned around.
Mm-hmm.
He became an MVP. So in Minnesota, for example, where Rich Gannon first started his career, when he started playing games in 1990, it was his fourth season in the league.
Yeah, he was a backup the first couple of years.
He had 16 touchdowns and 16 picks. The next year, he had 12 touchdowns, 6 picks. The next year, 12 touchdowns, 13 picks.
Yeah.
He kind of was a, and obviously it's a much different league, he kind of was a variation of Jameis in the sense of very inconsistent, about as many interceptions as touchdowns, and largely left Minnesota to went to Washington. Then he went to Kansas City for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of found it in Kansas City and then got to Oakland and hit a complete different stride with John Gruden late in his career. But in Minnesota and even the Washington season, I don't know if anybody was looking at Rich Gannon going, Rich Gannon, yeah, he's going to be a franchise guy that can lead a team to a Super Bowl.
Right.
And voila, he finds a coach in John Gruden. It clicks. It's the right offense for him. And he kind of ends his career a completely different way in which he started.
Well, I think two other examples you have as well. Of course, it always gets pointed out are Alex Smith, who was given up on in San Francisco and benched, and he turned into a good starting quarterback. But even the fans of Alex Smith would argue you were limited in what you could accomplish with him. He changes the trajectory of his career, but was still limited. And then the other one recently is Ryan Tannehill. But I also like pointing out for Ryan Tannehill, it's been 1 year.
I'm not ready to say it for Ryan Tannehill
let's
yet.
See it for a couple of years of him becoming a legitimate starting NFL quarterback because they won because of Derrick Henry. So I think there are few and far between examples. I think the other tough part for Jameis is what are New Orleans' plans long-term at quarterback? And again,
Taysom Hill.
Right, it gets back to the conversation we were having the other day. What's the plan here? Because Drew Brees, I believe, signed a two-year contract, if I'm not mistaken, so they're expecting him to play two more seasons.
2 years, $50 million.
So are you just starting him for 1 year and then moving to Jameis? Jameis only has a one-year deal. They've said that Taysom Hill is their long-term guy. So if you told me that Jameis Winston in two seasons is the starting quarterback for Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, I'd give you a decent chance there, but I don't know if that's ultimately what's going to happen. I think largely, if you're Jameis Winston, you're going to have to catch on somewhere else potentially. Maybe he re-signs in New Orleans and that does become the thing, but I don't see him ultimately taking over a really good organization with a really good offensive mind and a good head coach and just becoming the next quarterback, because if that was the analogy, then I would give him a little bit better chance. But largely, I would tend to think that Jameis ends up going to a organization that is desperate for a quarterback. And that's where he starts, and then it's going to be tougher for him to succeed.
Yeah, somebody says, Jameis solidified my opinion of him when he ate that W and that speech. Dude is garbage. Another one coming from Sean Payton. He can get another contract. Not sure if he'll be a franchise quarterback. Somebody else says he threw more touchdowns to Tampa. Oh, this is in regards to Rich Gannon, I think. Threw more touchdowns to Tampa than he did his own team in the Super Bowl.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, and for Rich Gannon, too.
That was just such a bad situation where Gruden's on their team. The very next year, he's on the NFC contender.
It's also amazing to think what it took to win an MVP back in the day, because you look at some of Rich Gannon's numbers, and it's funny how they compare to modern-day NFL.
Oh, it's so, like, everybody, if you were at, I remember this kind of started, the shift started when we first started doing shows here. When we started, 60% quarterbacks were looked at as like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, like his best year was 27 touchdowns and 9 picks.
And now we're to a point where if you don't throw 70%, people are like, I don't know, man, you're not that great.
I'm pretty sure Carson Wentz had like 27 touchdowns and 9 picks last year, and everybody's like, yeah, I mean, it's a good year, but it's just amazing how it has changed. And for Rich Gannon, too, I mean, it was like a three or four year run where he was at his peak. And to be fair to him, he didn't start clicking until he was like 34 years old.
So he took a long time.
He didn't have a lot of time there at the end of his career.
Do you think they win the Super Bowl if Gruden's not in Tampa? Because I kind of wonder that.
If he stays in Oakland. That Tampa defense was so good, though.
But they knew everything they were going to run. They wouldn't have known anything.
They did.
They would have been watching. I mean, Tampa was really good.
Brad Johnson's elbow pads are tough to stop, man. Are you kidding me?
MVP of that game, Dexter Jackson.
You're not slowing down those elbow pads.
He's the Larry Brown of
random. It would have still been Tony Dungy, right? Didn't they have Dungy and they fired him the year previous to that?
Yeah, Dungy to Gruden.
Yeah, that's a big what if in sports history.
I bet the game is more entertaining. That game sucks.
For sure. I'll grant you that. I don't think it's a blowout. It's almost funny looking back on that draft and wondering if Winston and Mariota could combine into one quarterback, would that have been what they needed? Because Winston clearly has the better arm. He's more aggressive. The yards, the touchdowns are far better than what Mariota's done in his career. But having like the personality and not taking as many risks is what Winston needs. But they just are lacking what the other one has in his strength.
So Jameis Winston in New Orleans, a one-year deal, $1 million. He is the backup quarterback, so he might get a legit chance given Drew Brees' age. Says he wants to learn from Brees and Peyton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.